Okay, we have to review this Mishnah. Mishnah Perikam Test Mishnah Base. Shalash Aratas Labi, or there are three lands Labi, Yehuda Bevayan Hagalil. The Shalash, what? And among these three, each one of these three is further divided into three. The Shalash Aratas Lachas Vachs. Each one of these three is divided into three. Now here we go, the Goli Elyain. So now we're going backwards. The Goli Elyain, Goli Tachtain, the Vicha Emek. Okay, there's a Goli Elyain, Goli Tachtain, Vicha Emek, period.
And there are three, and not only are there three places that are beer, but in those three places there are another three.
we divide each three into, like you see in this picture. You see here there's the Golil, and in the Golil there's a Goli Elyain, Goli Tachtain, and the Emek.
Right.
Okay, so there are three, and the three are divided into three. Shalosh, Arotas, Cholachas, Yachas. Gol Elyon, Gol Tachlin, Vehemek. Now we explain. Mikvar Chananyu Ulamalon, Kol Shonim Begadlus Shikman, from Mikvar Chananyu Ulamalon. So what does that mean? Kol Shonim Begadlus Shikman, Gol Lil Elyon. So he's telling you what is called the Gol Elyon. The Gol Elyon means from the Kfar, from the village of Chananya. In other words, in this dotted line, somewhere along this dotted line, there's a Mokim called Kfar Chananya. Okay, so anyway, if Kfar Chananya Ulamalon, any place where you do not grow shikmin is called the Golil Ho'elion. Is that clear?
Okay. Gol Elion, Gol Tachnon, Ho'emek. You guys, that's what it means when it says Gol.
There are three parts of the Golil.
Yeah. And now it's explaining to you what the three places are.
So, Chananya Ulamal, Kol Shonim Gal, any from the place of Chananya Ulamal, Kol Shonim Gal, the Shikman is Gol Elion. Anywhere along the boundary, along the dotted line.
Right.
From Kfar Chananya Ulamalon, in a Mokim where you do not plant sycamore trees, it's called a Golil Elyon. Kol Shenim Gadol, Kol Shenim Gadol Shikmim Gol Elyon, Shasheha Shikmim, Ein Gedelim Ela Bishel. Shikmim only grow in the lowlands. Okay, Shashikmim, sycamore trees, Ein Gedelim Ela Bishvela, Vesim Lodavar, Kashikmim Asher Bashvela. Like the shikmin that is in the lowlands.
Okay.
Asher Bashela. Okay, that's called the Golil. That's called Kfar Chananya. Fine. Next, Umi Kfar Chananya Ulamatan, Kfar Chananya. Umi Kfar Chananya Ulamatan. Kol Shehu Migadol Shikmin Golil Atachtain. Anything below that dotted line is called the Golil Atachtain. Utchum Tveria Ha'emek. Hu Ha'emek, and the Tchum Tveria is the Emek. Elu Hashleisha Heim Mehagolil. Okay, is that clear?
Yeah.
I'm very good.
I'm really very good.
Okay, the three parts. Gol Elyon, Gol Tach, the Emek. Gol Elyon is Mikvar Chananya Ulamalon.
Right.
The dotted line is called Kvar Chananya.
Okay.
There you do not grow sycamore trees. That's right. Gol Elyon.
Right.
Anything below that is Gol Atachtain.
Right.
And this thing called Tveria, the Gul Tveria.
Yeah. Correct.
The Gul Tveria.
Right.
You're pushing it too much out. You're blocking people's. Got to move over more. You're blocking people's entry.
Oh yeah.
You got to move it over a little bit more.
They can walk. Yeah.
Okay, we have over here the Tchum Tveria. The Tchum Tveria is called the Emek. The Tchum Tveria is the Emek, okay?
Correct.
Hu Emek Elu Hashloisha Heim Me Hagolil. And the Tchum Tveria is called the Emek. Next. Of Yehuda, now we're coming to describe the three different lands of Yehuda. Yehuda is also going to divide into three different parts. Yehuda is going to be divided into three parts. So what are the three parts of Yehuda? Of Yehuda, Hahar Hashvela V'Ha'emek. Okay, so here he explains it in detail. It's a little complicated. Hahar V'Ha'emek Heim Shleisha Chalakim Shleiris Yehuda. Okay, no, that's it. Okay, these are the two different parts of Eretz Yehuda. Okay, good? Now we come to the next part, which is a little more complicated. Okay, now we come to the Eved Hayarden. Okay?
Yep.
Why is he called this Eivah HaYarden? I don't know why. Eivah HaYarden is normally on this side. Eivah HaYarden, what is Eivah HaYarden? Okay, there we come. So, Hajj al-Vayimik, Ushvelas Lud, okay, now. Ushvelas Lud, Kishvelas Hadarim, what does that mean? Ahar Hashvel Vayimik, Him Shleshim Chalakim Shleshim Yehuda. Ushvelas Lud, the lowland of Lud, Vehahar Shalah, Vehahar Shalah Lud. Umibes Choron Ad Hayam, the Shvelas Lud and its mountain. The Hahar Shalah Lud, that's two. When we base Charoin Ad Hayam, Heim Shloisha Chaloka Shal Eivah HaYarden. Okay, so there are three parts of Eivah HaYarden. There is what he calls the Shvelas HaLud, then there's the Hor Ha, the mountain of Lud, and then there is base Charoin. You see what he says? Shvelas HaLud, there's the Shvela. Okay. Then there's the Hahor Shalah,
right.
And the mountain of it, of Lod. What do you mean, the Hahor Lod, the mountain of Lod? Shvelas Lod, Har Lod, the Har Lod, and Har Lod. Umibes Choroin Ad Hayam is three parts. Base Choroin Ad Hayam, I guess the Yam refers over here to the Mediterranean, is going to be called the three. Is going to be called the three different parts. The three different parts of Eivah HaYarden. Okay, let's say the Shvelas Lud v'Har v'Halud Beis Chavon and Yom Him Shlosh Shachalaka Shal Eivah HaYarden. Now, Ushvelas Lud, the Shvelas Lud, the lowland of Lud, Ushvelas Lud, Kishvelas Hadaroim, the Shvela of Lud is like Kishvelas Hadaroim. The lowland of Lud. It's Kishvelas Hadaroim. The Kozman Sha'ichel Bishvelas Hadaroim is whenever you eat in the lowland of Daroim. Shakozman Sha'ichel Bishvelas Hadaroim, whenever you eat. The Kozman Sha'ichel Bishvelas Hadaroim, Oichel Bishvelas Halut. The Ahor in the mountain shall Shvelas Halut, Oichelim by Kozman Sha'ichelim Bihor Hamelech. Okay, I don't know what that means exactly. One more time, he's explaining in Mishnah. These are the three different parts. Period. Next, Ushvelas Lud, and the Shvel of Lud is Kishvelas Hadaroim. The Hahar Shalah Kihar Hamelech. Mi Beis Haroim Vead Hayam Medina Echas. Nachamal. Shvelas Lud v'harsh Lud mibeis Charon Aliyam heim shlosh chalak v'shalai v'hayane. U'shvelas Lud, the lowland of Lud is k'shvelas Hadaroim. The kol zman she'oichel b'shvelas Hadaroim oichel b'shvelas. It's considered to be one. It's considered to be one region. If you can find food in the field in the Shvelas HaLud, then the kol zman she'oichel b'shvelas Hadaroim oichel b'shvelas HaLud. Okay, they're two different locations. They're not telling us exactly where the two locations are. It is the Shvelas HaLud. There is the Shvelas HaLud, right. And there is the Shvelas Hadaroim, the lowland of the south.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you can eat fruit or vegetables in the Shvelas Hadaroim, he's not showing us exactly where this is.
Mm-hmm.
He's not showing with us over here where it is.
Mm-hmm.
So over here in this picture is the Shvelas Lebir Rishidus Hayu Shalmi. It's more elaborate. But this is not consistent with what it says over here, the Eivah HaYarden, the Galil and the Yehuda. Here it says the Shvelas HaLud and the Shvelas HaDaroim. As long as you eat the Shvelas HaLud, you're allowed to eat the Shvelas HaLud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it doesn't say that in this case. This case over here, it's not showing you exactly the Shvela. The Shvela appears to be somewhere else. I don't know what it means over here. Let's just leave whatever it says. For Shvelas Lud, Shvelas HaDaroim. The Kozman Sha'ichel Shvelas HaDaroim, Oichel Shvelas Lud. The Ahar Shal Shvelas Lud, the mountain of Shvelas Lud, Oichlim Boy Kozman Shoichlim Behar HaMelech. Okay, where's Har HaMelech? Doesn't show here. Here's the Har. The Har HaMelech. The Har HaMelech. See, it's Har HaMelech. So what he seems to be saying over here is something very interesting. Even though we've said over here there are three different lands, there's Galil and there's Eivah HaYarden, there's Yehuda, he seems to be saying over here that there's some overlap. That's what it seems to be saying over here. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should go to Kahati.
Okay.
Should we get the Kahati?
Yeah.